Cities are all about confluences. They spring up where rivers meet or empty into oceans, where caravan routes cross. They are the places where people congregate to do commerce, to conspire, to create. So there is something especially unnatural about a city being divided the way New York is today. 14th Street, the widest crosstown artery of Manhattan, is a series of checkpoints. Sawhorses block the avenues, with police controlling entry downtown.
Yeah, I need to go through.
This was at Broadway and 14th. Farther west at University Place, another checkpoint.
Look in the area, work in the area.
Go ahead, thank you.
If you can show photo ID or credentials of some sort, or proof that you work or live below the divide, you can gain entry to a swath of lower Manhattan between 14th and Houston Streets. Greenwich Village is part of that territory, and it is eerily quiet, as if it were early on a Sunday morning. Washington Square Park is empty. And then, at Houston Street, you hit the southern end of this zone of quiet.
Can't go. Closed. Everything's closed. Everything south of here, forget about it. Below Canal Street, everything is totally closed. Okay? For the foreseeable future.
This doesn't feel like New York City. The barriers are not so impermeable as the Berlin Wall, but they are alien to a place where people assume that life is with people. People connected by bridges, trains, buses, ferries.
People who live and work down here are the only ones that can walk right through.
How do you figure out if people actually live and work here?
Yeah, by driver's license, personal business.
That's where you have to go, 34th and 12th.
This is Houston Street and 6th Avenue. At midday, people with cameras came to point them down 6th and capture a glimpse of the dust cloud over the disaster site. They could go no closer. This is a vital intersection for the rescue effort. The dump trucks rattle down Houston in convoys toward the mound of rubble. Yesterday, I made it farther downtown, past the barriers at Canal Street, where Lieutenant D'Alessandro of the NYPD denied entry, but tried not to discourage the Ryan family in search of a missing relative.
I wouldn't lose hope because I have heard people, I don't know exactly where the plane hit, but I have heard people up pretty high up in the building. Right, and as I said, there was, it didn't just hit and the building collapsed, that didn't happen. It was quite
a while.
Right, that's how all the fire and the police died in there, because they went in to evacuate people and then the building collapsed. So they had plenty of time to get in there, but people also had plenty of time to get out. But I wouldn't lose hope at this point.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sir, excuse me, are you looking for a relative? That,
yeah, my brother's on the 92nd floor.
Of which tower?
One.
What is his name?
Edward Ryan.
And what company was he working
for? Car Futures.
And you haven't heard anything?
Nothing.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Lower Manhattan was supposed to spring back to life today with the reopening of the stock exchange. That slipped to Friday. Now it's Monday. If that scheduled reopening takes place, if these barriers come down, if the downtown subway stations reopen, if the dump trucks that carry away rubble and the buses that transport emergency workers compete in city streets with civilian traffic, it will be either something miraculous or merely something symbolic. When this city reopens for real, it will be something immensely welcome to New Yorkers who have been forced to live between checkpoints, to live apart.